Yes, sir, for me. Hello, your insurance plumbing.
Hi, this is James from Local Splash. Can you hear me?
Yes, he says, who, James?
Yeah, James from Local Splash.
Oh. How are you doing
Hey, James,
today?
how you doing? I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. So to log into the app, I added the new number on the back office. So any number on the back office will work for the username.
Okay.
So I see there's the 3928, the eight one eight
Yeah.
seven,
So right
and
now
the
the
four
app.
eight five five.
Okay. So right now it's saying okay, so any three of those devices will connect, right?
Yeah, any of those
Okay.
should be able to be
Okay.
used as the
So right
username.
now they just need a phone number from me for them to send me a code, and then so I guess I can log into the app. So let's try that,
Yeah. So whichever
right?
number you use, just make sure that you have it nearby to get the code.
All right, so let's do that.
But yeah, also regardless of the number you enter at that point, we still have it set up to forward to the new number 3928 for any call
Okay.
failed action. So if the app has any failures, it'll forward to that number.
Okay. And then I have a question. Let's say those call failbacks or whatever, right? It'll send that text or that alert to this phone, and when
Correct.
I'm calling back, they only see the call track number, right? They shouldn't see the actual personal number.
So if you're calling on the app, you know, with the dial pad or, you know, just tapping on it, it'll call, you know, through the app and they'll see your call tracking number. If you call them on your phone directly, you know, your regular phone app, then it'll show your actual number.
Okay, got it. Oh, if sorry, can you repeat that? Sorry, I was trying to
So if you
multitask.
call on the app,
Mm-hmm.
then it'll show the call tracking number calling the customer. But if you call with your phone, you know, the
Okay.
pre-built phone app that you have, then it'll show your actual number.
Okay. Ooh, see. All right. And then do you know how long all this diagnosis and all that will go for? Like, am I gonna have to leave it on this phone for a couple of days or just for today?
So we're just doing testing here. We want to see if you have any like improved quality. The tech team just wants to make sure it's not like device specific. So if you notice like, you know, improvements on this new device, then most likely it's, you know, the device itself.
Okay.
But if there's issues still on the new one, then that, you know, it's just all good data that it gives us to, you know, diagnose it further.
So should I swipe out the app and log back in or try to log in? Because right now I already put in the phone number and it's saying app permission, right? Microphone. I checked it, went continue, and it's just going right back to that same prompt.
Yeah, shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, let me try again.
Yeah, if it does it again for you, just try deleting it and then re-downloading it.
Started. Okay, I'm hitting next. See, it keeps coming back to that same app permission. Yep.
And
So.
when you logged out of the other one, did you delete the app or did you just log out of the other account?
No, I logged out and deleted it.
Okay, so you did do both. But now it's just looping and asking for permissions over and over again.
Correct. So here, this is what it, so right now the app is then it says get started right before I hit that. And then it's saying app permission with the microphone where I could check it to give it permission or not. And
Yeah.
the toggle is green. It won't let me switch from no microphone to microphone and then orange say continue. And it just kind of loads right back to the same app permission prompt.
Gotcha. I'll let them know about that as well. But just right now, temporarily, we could try to delete it one more time and then download it.
Okay, let's
And then
download.
let's see if it's maybe it just bugged on that download.
Right, because it took a little while for us to try to log in, so hopefully that.
Yeah, and I did change, you know, and add that new number on the back office to be able to use it to log in, so maybe that's why it needs a fresh install.
So Local Splash.
But yeah, I do see that the tech team did say that the timeline is tough to say, since it could be specific to that, you know, your other device. So that's why they asked if you could do this test to see how it works, you know, using this other phone.
Okay, there's a little one thing. This is please update to use the latest version of this application.
Gotcha. So it's asking to update even though you just downloaded it. So it's, we know it's on the new one.
So if I, so should I hit the update? Because it's just, it's highlighted blue, right?
Yeah, you can click on it or skip it. I mean, you should already be on the newest update since you just installed it.
So I click it. It looks like it's doing a little refresh, and then I'm hitting the get started. Okay. For microphone permission, I'm checking it. Allow it. Continue. We'll see. Okay, now it's asking for phone number. It says, enter your phone number to get started. So 951-378. That's, this is my new device, or my personal device, 3928. Send code. And there goes my code. And it's back to that app permission, okay, with the microphone. Continue. Same thing. I was just coming right back to that same app.
So now it's not even letting you log in at all to it.
Correct. Should we try with the old phone number? Should we try with the original one?
Yeah, if you try with the original, maybe it's just having troubles with the new one since we just added it. It still shouldn't do that, though. But yeah, try with the old one. And if that doesn't work, I'll make sure that this gets escalated, you know, right away.
That means I would have to, remove the app again, delete the app, and then reinstall it, because it's registering as, it won't even let me put the original phone number. So. Yeah, this is getting a little too much.
Yeah, I haven't seen it do this before where it just keeps looping on the permission screen. So this is definitely a first.
Okay, hold on. Let me get back into there. We'll go splash. Okay, down the app. Okay. Send notifications, allow, okay. Next, having the same thing, warning. Please update, use the latest version of the application. Update, which it doesn't do nothing. That little window just kind of looks like does a little refresh here, get started. App permission, okay. So we're checking off the microphone to allow it. Phone number, okay. We're going to do the 559. That's just to send a code, so it doesn't matter what phone number I can choose, right? Okay, that's really what it is. Okay, 559. But I'm gonna try the 892-8187. That's just gonna send me the code to log in, I guess. 8187, right? Send code. We'll see. I don't think if that matters. 211-284. 211. 384, sign in. Okay, wow, okay.
Okay, so that worked.
Yes, I got in with that, so.
Gotcha. I'll still report this, though, because it the new number should work as the login. It's strange that it keeps looping, but I am glad that you were able to log in. That's the important part of it all. But I'll still report this, though, because it shouldn't have happened.
Okay. So right now, the two last leads I got here, I believe that was just Catherine doing a test, right? Is that correct?
Let me double check. But most likely, yes.
On the app, right? Leads or the calls? Because she was testing it, and that's before I was able to log in to this app with the new device. So when she was calling, it was going to share the voicemail and all that.
Yeah, I see that there was one 925 and...
Right, 877, and then we told her to try one with the local phone number, right, at 559.
Yeah, so those two should be Catherine then.
Okay. All right, so now we're into this device, and we're just kind of use it for the rest of the day or meanwhile until we figure out what's going on, right?
Yeah, so we're still looking into the other device, but we just want to see how this new one reacts, if you have the same issues or if it works better. That way we can try to determine if it's somehow device-specific or if it's just something with the account overall.
Can you do me a favor, and so since I'm logged in to the app, can you just kind of do a tech call just to see if it's ringing on this one?
Sure. Yeah, let me go ahead and do that. So I'll hang up here and expect the call in about less than a minute.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.